This is a Collider.com audio interview.
This room is just for high-end slot players?
Yeah.
$500.
$1,000.
Yeah, $1,000 slot machines out
there. That's insane.
Yeah, we have those machines out there.
Where do you want to rest that arm?
That's what I want to know.
This is where you come.
Right. I mean,
your odds are like...
So we've been in here observing or talking about the high slots. What have you been doing outside?
We've been shooting a hilarious movie with a cop car scene. How much do you guys know about the movie?
We know there's a cop car.
And a you should probably tell us more.
I don't know how much I can
Where
say.
Did you what, leave
am I
off?
What am I supposed to
you
not
were
say?
You're talking about the nerd, the blah, blah, blah. Oh.
But what about specifics of the story and stuff?
You can talk about, well, I was just telling them how everything takes place kind of the night after. You don't really see what happens during, and then it's just
the day after.
A search for Doug.
But yeah, I mean, we go to Vegas.
I don't know how you find Doug or whether he gets married or not. Besides that, you can talk about anything.
Is there any question in... we didn't even ask this to Justin's character. Is there any question before he goes on the bachelor trip or bachelor party that he might not want to marry her?
Oh, no. No, that's not even an issue. That's never really an issue. She's like... He and his bride are clearly, like, tight. My character has a horrible fiance. Or no, horrible girlfriend who I divulge I'm about to propose to. And my buddies are like, oh my god, don't do that. She's a witch. But I'm like, I don't know, I think she's the right one, blah, blah, blah. And so then I have... that's part of my sort of turn over the course of the night is
you got some bad luck.
Can we just close that door?
You know what she's doing?
Is it Anna?
I swear to God, she's scooping money to the cashier's gate, and that's the sound of it.
Wow.
I swear to God,
well,
it's
a
great
Actually, I want to watch that. Sounds like...
Yeah, you can't really see anything.
It's done. She just said it was done. They tubed it back from the cashier's gate.
That's cool.
Can you talk about what happened to your pants and what exploded in your pocket, or does that go into not talking about the tooth and the blood on your shirt also?
I have honestly no idea. I don't think I should tell them lots of big spoilers.
I agree. I think what you were talking about before, your character and all you guys hanging out in Vegas and, you know, being here more is...
Crazy shit happens. Like, ridiculous shit.
Like, stunts? Like,
yes.
Stunts?
There are big stunts. We shot one the other night, and it was super cool and fun.
Did you get to actually do it yourself, or did the stunt guy go in?
We did. It was very funny. I don't think it's too big a deal to tell you. It's a car crash, and they used dummies when they actually hit the car, but then they did, the car gets T-boned. We're in this Mercedes. It gets T-boned by an Escalade, and it slides laterally like 40 feet, and it's a serious hit. And so then they did this awesome shot where the three of us are in the car, like we're facing this way, and they put the car on a dolly this way, and then a camera on a dolly this way too. So it's like the sliding shot after, like, directly on impact, and we're just like, ah! It's like the really quick insert right after the impact. It's very, very funny. It was fun to very fun to do. It's also fun to just see giant cars smash into each other at high velocities.
So obviously working 7 days a week is really exhausting, but I also imagine it must be tough to kind of jump from character to character. And we saw you guys doing some improv. So, I mean, is it sort of hard to, like, go from one character and then get to the next one in your mind so that your improv is sort of staying within that?
You know what? I think traveling from... Like, the office set is so specific, and it's such a place that is, like, very comfortable and homey for me, and I just snap right into it. When I'm in there, it's really not... There's not much process involved. And Vegas has become that for this movie. You know what I mean? There's such different places that when I'm, like, on the strip, I'm just thinking about this movie. And also, no one is, none of the same people are around you.
Right.
And Todd, as like the director, Todd Phillips, sort of like centers me into this character. But, you know, I don't think either character is too far off from me in real life anyway. So it's not like, you know, it's not like I'm playing a big, broad Austin Powers or anything right. that's like, but I might start inserting catchphrases from one another. I don't know, maybe all of a sudden I'll be like, there's some Andy homages in.
Can you talk about working with a baby?
Yeah, it's both actually, we've done it a lot on The Office, too. I can't stop talking about The Office.
Again, Zach.
According to Zach, yeah. It's both the most delightful thing because babies are just little kernels of joy. They're sort of like little joy pillows. Does that make any sense? It's a little puffy. It's a little puffy ball of joy, and it brightens your day just to be around a baby. But it's also they're so unpredictable that it's a colossal pain in the ass logistically. So it's kind of both things. But I like having babies around. I love them. I just love babies. I like being happy. Sorry.
So, did we already talk about the fact that you broke a few times with the baby looking at you with the sunglasses?
No. Did you see that?
Yeah, we saw.
Oh, my God. You couldn't see what the baby was doing. And neither could Todd. That's the thing, because I watched playback, and you couldn't see in the monitors. Hopefully, you'll be able to see it on film, but you couldn't see well enough. You know, the monitors aren't that good, but... When Zach puts the... Zach has these blue blocker glasses. They're actually his glasses that his character wears. And do you know what that is, blue blocker? If you've ever looked through them, it's like... The world is a happier place. Like, they're just... They're really awesome. And there's zero glare. And it's just sort of like everything's brighter and happier. And when he puts them on the baby, they're like... The first few times, I guess, that he did it, the baby would go... Are you getting that? So the take where I broke was that he froze and was staring right into my eyes. And he was just like... And of course, like, Zach's mashing the glasses against his face and the little baby nose is like squishing around. And I just couldn't deal. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Like, the kid, that baby, and it has these white, zombie-like eyes. The craziest, most intense eyes I've ever seen. And it just wrecked me.
Well, I'm curious about the cracking up. I mean, like, sort of, how do you take it? Is it sort of a badge of honor to make somebody crack up, or is it sort of the professional, like, we've got to get this done? So how do you sort of...
You know, it's not a badge of honor to make me crack up because I laugh very easily. It's kind of I'm very I laugh too much, but it keeps it fun. But the problem is that you get sort of giggles, and Zach, for some reason, he and I just have this like feedback loop that starts to happen, and it's happened a few times where we just can't stop laughing.
Right.
What was the last time? I mean, he genuinely cracks me up. Like, Zach just makes me laugh walking around, talking. So, and his character is really funny. It's such a perfect character for him. And one of the funny things about his character is that he's so sort of... He doesn't get anything. He never catches on to it, like a joke, and so he always has a very innocent response to something, like this one exchange where I say something like really sarcastic to him. I can't get into it, but he's like, he's just delightfully oblivious, and it always cracks me up.
I'm curious. I'll ask you the Office question.
Yeah,
I'm gonna ask
sure.
You to talk about it. You mentioned you do 2 days a week on the show.
Right.
So what does that entail? Does that mean like you're shooting a bunch of stuff like morning to night? How does that work with, you know, you being on the show?
It means that the weeks where that's happening, Okay. It's a little bit of a mixed bag. Like, I'm doing a full week next week on the office when because the company is moving back to Los Angeles. But
sorry, they're trying to get a couple shots.
You can finish your sentence.
Yeah, yeah. But basically, like, it just means that the 2 days that I'm there, there it's like almost all, like, they've compressed all of my work into those couple of days. So it's a pretty intense couple of days.
Oh, because it's like it'll be available only this, so they just everything.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Sorry, guys. I mean, but of course, it depends on how much I'm in the episode, that particular episode, anyway. So if it's like a light episode for Andy, then it may not be that intense. But
we'll see you on set. We'll be there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry.
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 Sorry. Sorry. No.